shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Students at UNC are waking up to a crime alert this morning after a man sexually assaulted a student on campus. Just ahead, where this all happened and how police are describing the suspect.
And we have clear conditions going on for this morning, but sunshine will be in full effect. Coming up, I'll explain why our temperatures will be on the warm side again.
And tonight, someone could become a billionaire. Tonight's Powerball drawing sitting at $1.04 billion. Just ahead, I'll explain the odds of you winning that ticket and why there's a little bit more excitement today than ever before.
How nice would that be? $1 billion. Yeah. Welcome in on your Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for NHU.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that'd be a good way to start off the week, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Getting your Monday started. Hey, this is free. Okay. Maybe you have a little better luck later on with that billion. We'll get to it. But pretty much the weather is a million-dollar outlook. And Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. This has been a gorgeous weekend. We're going to start the week off nice.
Yeah, the conditions we saw this weekend will carry over into this week, and we're all winners when we see conditions like this. This is a live look at Southern Pines, looking from the Longleaf Golf and Country Family Club there. We have quiet conditions going on in Southern Pines right now. It's currently 54 degrees. Feeling really nice as you step out the door in the Triangle as well. 59 for the current temperature, and we expect those numbers to fall off just a little bit more into the morning. We could see some of those readings drop down to 58 degrees, 57 just before sunrise. But overall, come this afternoon, it's going to be nice. Perhaps you want to go for a walk at 12 o'clock for your lunch hour. We'll be at 75 degrees and then topping off at 83 for today. Now, this type of weather will stay with us all week long. Coming up, I'm going to explain why we have highs ranging in the 80s and the system that will keep us nice and dry.
Thanks, Peter. We're following breaking news this morning out of Fayetteville. The North Carolina FBI is investigating after an officer says a suspect shot himself while in custody. Now, this happened in a parking lot on Cliffdale Road. Brett Neese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, what can you tell us about this investigation?
Yeah, Jeff, still an active scene here, and police tell us that they were initially called to this parking lot because of ShotSpotter. You can see here behind me, there are a few police officers that are still here, some crime scene tape up, but I want to get you right to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show you what that response looked like initially. You can see there were dozens of officers that were out here shortly after this happened. And the FBI is on their way to this scene to conduct their part of this investigation. Police say when they got here, they found a man walking through this empty parking lot. He was placed in handcuffs, and officers searched him, and they found a gun. They say while he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back, though, he managed to pull out a second gun, and that was in his pants pocket, and he shot himself. Police started CPR right away. They called for an ambulance. The man was life flighted to the hospital where he is now in stable condition. Police also say that man is a convicted felon and he should not have had a gun at all. The officers that were involved in this, they have been placed on administrative leave while the FBI does their part of the investigation. I'm going to stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Live in Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And students at UNC are on high alert this morning as authorities search for a suspect following a reported sexual assault. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from campus. Kelsey, good morning. Officers say the alleged incident happened inside a residence hall.
Michelle, good morning. Police are searching for a man who they say sexually assaulted a student inside of this residence hall, McClinton Residence Hall, at around 6 p.m. yesterday. A crime alert was sent out to students, faculty, and staff last night. Now, here's a look of where that residence hall is on campus. It's at the intersection of Raleigh Street and Country Club Road. Officers received a report that the victim was followed into the lobby at McClinton, where the suspect groped them. Police say the suspect then left the building through a lobby stairwell. Now, that suspect is being described as a man between the ages of 18 and 22 with short, curly hair. He was last seen wearing sweatpants and a muted green shirt. If you have any information, you're asked to call UNC Police or 911. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Raleigh police are looking for the person who stabbed a man downtown in the middle of the day. This happened near the Moore Square bus station on Blount Street around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say two men were arguing and one stabbed the other in the neck. The man who was stabbed was in critical condition at the hospital at last check. The scene of the stabbing is one of the areas where Raleigh plans to add private security to try to curb crime. A report from last month claims there have been more than 300 crimes in that area in the past 8 months.
And happening today, it is the first day on the job for Wake County Schools' new superintendent. Robert Taylor will begin his 100-day plan to learn how the district can improve. Taylor says he plans to emphasize instructional greatness for the more than 160,000 students that he'll be leading. His more than 30 years of experience will be a key factor to his success in the state's largest school district. Taylor also spent 10 years as superintendent in Bladen County and served as deputy superintendent for 2 years.
I have to do is to make sure that I understand the efforts that we have as a district, the things that I think may need to be done differently. What I can't do is to come into this district day one, not having been here, and understand what the challenges and the barriers are and begin to make decisions.
And Taylor was sworn in as Wake County's new superintendent on Friday during a special ceremony.
This morning, former President Donald Trump will be in court for the start of a civil fraud trial. This is a live look on the right side of your screen. Trump Towers in New York. The former president arrived in New York City overnight. A judge has already ruled Trump lied about how much his business was worth. That ruling comes in response to the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is seeking $250 million in damages, a ban on the Trumps doing business in New York, and a ban on the company from engaging in business transactions for 5 years. This trial could also determine whether he loses control over some of his most famous properties.
You have another chance to try your lotto luck today for the second time this year. The Powerball jackpot is more than $1 billion, and it could be all yours by the end of the night. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live with a look at exactly where that jackpot is as of this morning and the odds of winning. Laura, here we are again at $1 billion.
Michelle, go ahead and start thinking of those lucky numbers. We are talking about the second largest jackpot this year, sitting at $1.04 billion with a B. That's more than enough incentive for people to stop by stores like this to try their luck today. No one won the top prize Saturday, but one person in North Carolina did hit all five white balls and the multiplier, winning $2 million after buying a ticket in Zebulon. Your odds of winning a Powerball prize of any amount are 1 in 24.9, the lottery says. The chances of winning a jackpot are very slim at 1 in 292.2 million. I stopped by that winning store yesterday and spoke with customers about how they would decide to spend some of that cash if they were to win.
I think I'll move my family to a bigger house, move my kids to a better school, you know, just take care of the family around here.
I wouldn't go out and splurge and buy things that wouldn't net anything back.
Yeah, one can only dream of what they would do with that type of money, Michelle and Jeff. And right now, you can plan on seeing that drawing tonight on WREL at 11 o'clock. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Cary.
Taylor Swift has more to celebrate this morning after another win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs jumped out to a big lead in New York against the Jets last night. They were able to hold on down the stretch. The Jets' comeback attempt fell short. The Chiefs escaped with a 23-20 win, leaving Taylor happy. Her rumored boyfriend's mom, Travis Kelce's mom right there, all smiles in the suite.
A lot of people there all smiles because she was there too. And the GOAT continues to make history. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles returned to international competition on Sunday. She competed in the women's all-round qualification in Belgium. Biles became the very first woman gymnast to land the Yurchenko double pike vault. It's usually only performed by men. The extra difficult move will now be named the Biles 2. This is the fifth time a gymnast feat is named for Biles. She is the GOAT. Well, a night of fun turns to tragedy. We have new developments from authorities in Spain after a fire ripped through nightclubs, killing at least 13 people.
Plus, we know about what could be the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history and how soon it could affect all of us.
And you're looking live at Beaufort this morning. Peter Sherwood is in the WREL Severe Weather Center this morning, tracking some warming temperatures for today.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone, as we take a live look at Chapel Hill this morning. It's quiet out there. We are going to see mostly sunny conditions for today, so plan for a lot of sunshine as you head out the door this morning. And our temperatures are ranging in the 50s and 60s. Currently 52 in Roxboro, 60 degrees for Clinton, and 60 out there in Rocky Mount. Because we have the mostly clear conditions in place this morning, that is really allowing our temperatures to cool off. And that is why we have a lot more spots this hour in the 50s compared to yesterday. By the afternoon, we're going to warm things up into the 80s. It's going to be a little bit above normal for this time of the year. We should typically be at 78 degrees, but we're heading to 83 by the afternoon.
All right, thanks, PETA. An intense fire is responsible for at least 13 lives after it tore through three nightclubs in Spain. It happened in the outskirts of Murcia as friends and family celebrated birthdays. Officials there say 40 firefighters and 12 vehicles were deployed to fight the flames on Sunday. They say the number of deaths could rise as search efforts continue.
Back here at home, firefighters say no one was hurt during a fire in Apex. It happened on Davis Drive yesterday. The building is destroyed. Roughly 10 fire trucks responded to that scene. The battalion chief there tells WREL no one was inside the building or living there. The department is investigating what caused the fire to start.
And Raleigh police responded to this scene after a car flipped over. It happened on Glenwood Avenue near I-440. There were minor injuries, but no one was taken to the hospital. Officers are looking into why that car went off the road.
The largest health care strike in U.S. history may be about to begin. More than 75,000 workers may walk off the job after their union's contract with Kaiser Permanente expired Saturday night. The earliest a strike could begin would be Wednesday. It would affect health care facilities in five states, including Virginia, as well as Washington, D.C. Union members are asking for more pay and job protections, as well as solutions to fix labor shortages.
And millions of student loan borrowers are now expected to start repaying after those payments were paused for more than 3 years. The pause went into effect during the pandemic. The Education Department says borrowers should receive some type of billing statement at least 3 weeks before the bill's due date. While payments resume this month, interest already started accruing again on September 1st.
Some Duke Energy customers will now start paying more each month. The new rate hike began yesterday. Initial changes result in an $8.04 increase per month for typical residential customers. Low-income customers will receive assistance through a customer assistance program with a $42 monthly credit for 1 year.
And Selma's longtime police chief has retired. William Thomas, who is known well as Chief Billy, made the move yesterday. He's been on the force 20 years. Thomas began his career as a dispatcher in 2003. He became police chief in 2018. Mayor Byron McAllister praised Thomas, saying, quote, "The positive impact he has had on the town of Selma cannot be overstated. We wish Chief Billy all the best in his retirement."
Good morning. Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center. The investigation will resume this morning after the roof of a church collapsed in northern Mexico. This is new video into our newsroom overnight. Rescue crews will resume their search this morning for at least 30 people believed to be trapped in that rubble. You can see the brick and concrete just collapsed in that sanctuary. Now, the state police in that area says about 100 people were observing mass when this roof caved in. No word yet on how many people died, but officials will only say that an undetermined amount of people have been killed in this roof collapse. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you any updates here in the WRA Live Center.
Thanks for that, Ken. Fayetteville police honored one of their own who died 2 years ago after contracting COVID. 50-year-old Lieutenant Eric Dow died October 1st, 2021. He was supposed to marry his fiancée just 18 days later. Yesterday, officers honored Lieutenant Dow by hosting a memorial service at the Cross Creek Station on Rayford Road.
The Panthers are now only one of two NFL teams left without a win. Carolina dropped their fourth straight yesterday, losing 21-13 to the Minnesota Vikings at Bank of America Stadium. This play you're seeing, a 99-yard interception return touchdown in the first quarter by Sam Franklin Jr., had fans thinking that a win was on the way, but it was the only touchdown the team scored all day. The Panthers will get another chance for their first win next Sunday in Detroit.
All new this morning, the Lahaina Luna football team is back in action more than a month after deadly fires ripped through Lahaina, Hawaii. The team hit the field over the weekend for their first game since the tragedy. Not only did the Lunas deliver some healing, they also delivered a big win, 42-0 victors. 4:48 is the time right now on our Monday morning. Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at what's happening on that satellite.
High pressure is going to be the name of the game all week long. It is going to keep us nice and dry, but it will also allow our temperatures to be a little bit on the warm side. This high pressure system across the Ohio River Valley will continue to sink towards the south. We're going to see winds out of the north and a high of 83 degrees for today. When we take a look at where we should be for this time of the year, we should see afternoon readings in the upper 70s, around 78 degrees, but we're going to be a little bit above that over the next 3 days, but it's going to be fairly nice. 81 on Tuesday and Wednesday, looking at a high of 83 degrees. This high pressure system is going to take full control over most of the East Coast, and we are watching this cold front that will approach our area come Friday into Saturday. Look what it's going to do. Cooler air will be building in. By Sunday, we could potentially see those highs in the 60s. With morning temperatures down into the 40s. And looking ahead into the middle of October, below normal temperatures trending for us, but we do have this ridge that's going to build out west that will bring some above normal temperatures across the Midwest as we head into the middle of October. Looking at where we stand, so October 1st, we should typically see temperatures in the upper 70s on average. This is our normal readings here. And by Halloween, normally, we should see those temperatures in the upper 60s. So it's certainly that time of the year where we are going to see those temperature swings move in. You know, it's very important to stay tuned to the forecast because we're going to get a cold front to move in and that could drop temperatures. And we typically see that for the month of October. You don't want to be caught off guard with that. As we take a live look at Dix Park, it's quiet out there for this morning. Mostly clear. Temperatures in the upper 50s, a little bit cooler this morning compared to yesterday morning. But by the afternoon, it is going to be a warm day. Heading out to school, lunchtime will be at 75, 80 degrees by 2 o'clock, 83 for the 4 o'clock hour. And for this evening, we'll see those temperatures falling off into the 70s. 84 for the high in Fayetteville today, 82 in Rocky Mount, 82 in Roxboro, 83 degrees in Durham. So we're in the 80s for most of the week, getting to 79 by Thursday. And then with a cold front moving through Friday into Saturday, highs in the 60s, morning temperatures in the 40s by Sunday.
It is Sunday. October. I know. All right. Thanks, PETA. Well, have you received an email about from Amazon about a gift card that you didn't purchase? You're not alone. After the break, we'll explain why this is happening.
Plus, from the stage to the big screen, the visuals are being dropped for Beyonce's Reconnaissance World Tour. All new next, how you'll be able to get information and land tickets as early as today.
Welcome back. We are going to take you out to RDU, where the Park RDU Express lot is officially open. There you go. There's a live look. The lot adds nearly 1,000 parking spaces to the airport, much needed as the airport continues to experience growth. A shuttle will make the trip from the express lot to the airport's terminal during all hours of the day. You can book parking in advance at RDU.com.
Amazon customers are reporting false email confirmations that they received from the company about gift card purchases they had not made. Customers say they were sent three consecutive emails thanking them for their purchases of Google Play, MasterCard, and Hotel.com gift cards, despite never buying them. Amazon representatives say the emails were the result of a system error and customers' accounts are safe.
Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour is coming to the big screen. She unveiled a trailer for a documentary about the tour during its final stop in Kansas City last night. The movie will go behind the scenes of the tour, which brought out millions of fans and made more than $460 million worldwide. You can purchase tickets beginning today through AMC and Fandango. Prices start at $22. The film hits theaters December 1st.
Three veterans and their families will be getting new home furnishings today thanks to a military nonprofit. The organization Military Missions in Action will make the deliveries today in Laurinburg and Fayetteville. The donations are made possible through a partnership with Smithfield Foods. Over the past 14 years, Military Missions in Action has helped more than 126,000 veterans and their families across our state. Former Duke quarterback Daniel Jones and the New York Giants will be looking to get a win tonight on Monday Night Football, hosting the Seattle Seahawks. You can watch the game on ESPN starting at 8 tonight. And next at 5 this morning, the state's top education official is pushing to make schools safer. Why Catherine Truitt believes a play created at a local high school should go statewide.
Plus, what we're learning about the multiple options on the table for Durham City employee bonuses.
And what do you like in your Pepsi? Chances are just ice. Coming up, the ingredients one NFL player is mixing into his soda that has now become a viral sensation.